Welcome to Inspirational Living with Shonda Jenkins. Are you ready to rediscover you? On this show, I share stories from my own personal experiences, knowledge from spiritual teachers, mindfulness leaders, and philosophers, guiding people to inner healing, self-discovery, and self-love. If you're tired of feeling stuck in cycles from your subconscious programming, or you feel like your life lacks a sense of purpose, tune in today while I share with you another tip on how you can live a more fulfilling, joyful, and purposeful life. Before we get into this episode, I want to share with you guys that I wrote a book. It's called Finding My Happy Place, inspiring you to live a happy life. Finding My Happy Place is meant to inspire you to go on your own journey and free yourself from society beliefs of who you are and who you should be and how you should live your life. I used to struggle with people pleasing, insecurities, and feelings of unworthiness until one day I decided it was enough. This book is meant to inspire you to get your power back so that you can be the best version of yourself and find happiness in the process. Because each day you wake, when you fill your mind with inspiration, more incredible things will happen for your life. This book is more than inspiration and motivation. It's a self-development book meant to propel you to create the changes you want to see in your life. So are you ready for changing your life? Do you need a daily dose of motivation? And are you ready to be inspired? This book is here to help you live a happier and fulfilled life. The book is available on Amazon. I have paperback for only $10. The hardcover is only $15. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's $0. Or $5 for the ebook. So if you're ready to live a more happier and fulfilled life, check out my book, Finding My Happy Place, inspiring you to live a happy life. All right, you guys, let's get into today's episode.
All right. Welcome back to Inspirational Living. I'm your host, Shonda Jenkins, and this month's theme is about helping you connect with your divine feminine, whether it's awakening the divine feminine, honoring our feminine energy, living in harmony with Mother Nature, or recognizing the duality of feminine masculine energy. Today, I have with me Brother Shadrach Rajul, the first. He is a dad, a husband, a barber, entrepreneur, musician, and my cousin. He was a guest back in 2020 on episode 30, and the episode was called Why Does Spirituality Freedom Matter? He talked about his spirituality journey and how it transcended. Today, he's going to be talking about recognizing the duality of feminine and masculine energy. Welcome to the show, Shadrach Rajul the First.
Hello, hello. It's an honor to be on the show, especially speaking on this topic. I'm glad you thought about me enough to have me.
Yes. Sure. I thought this would be perfect because we talked about this like years ago. I think we were at the barbershop when I came and spoke. And we were talking about the feminine and masculine energy. And so I was like, you are going to be perfect for this.
Yes, 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 surely. And it's right on time, you know, yes. Mother's Day. Just right here amongst us. I ain't going to say past. I'm going to say it's right here still amongst us.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's right on time.
Yep. Yeah. Tell my audience a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I'm a god. People say, well, what you mean by that? The short answer, I could say you can go do your research, but yeah. I would say that I'm a god, that I'm what they would call a child of God, a child of light.
Yeah.
I'm a supreme father, not just a father.
Yeah.
I'm a lover, you know what I'm saying, to my beloved, you know, to my sister queen, understand, my divine wife, which I call my wisdom.
And, oh, wow.
And I'm a prince of Ayah and Maya. And I know that's what we're talking about today. We're getting into the divine masculine and the feminine. So when I say the prince of Ayah, Maya, that means the prince of the supreme father and the supreme mother of the universe.
Yeah.
So I wrap it up with that. Yes, ma'am. Talk to me, girl.
So why do you think it's important that we actually just have that balance between the feminine and masculine, and then really kind of explain to us what that is for those who might not know what that is?
Okay. Okay, well, I try to start off simple and simplicity. Yeah. You know, a lot of people know that they've heard of the famous terms, as it is in heaven, so it is in earth, you know. And most people talk about the Father, the Supreme Father, or whatnot. But if it's as it is in heaven, so it is in earth, and as above, so below, so within, so without. And a wise man also say, time never was when man was not.
Yeah.
And so every time I've seen a male, I've seen a female. I kid you not. So you know what I'm talking about? I've seen not in the human species, but in the animal species, in the plant species, every time I've seen a male, I have seen a female. You know what I'm saying? So as we'll go into it, I got a few books here as well. I want to try to give a few references, make it interesting, a little bit more deeper. You know, we was taught to focus on the Father.
Yeah.
So, but we haven't been taught, I guess, a higher degree. So the Father also represents knowledge. You know what I'm talking about? So we've been taught to respect knowledge, you know what I'm saying? The knowing of something or something of that nature, you know, but we've never been taught that, you know. Oh, we always talk about old Father God, but we never say old Mother God.
Yep.
So that's why I say I'm the Prince of Ayah Maya, because once the Father God made me realize that, hey, there's a Mother God, and I'm going to speak freely because I'm with my cousin's podcast. no malice intent to the LGBT community, but I would say the Almighty God, the Father, is not a homosexual, understand? Yeah. I would say that he's not gay in that manner, not in the word of happy, but he's not gay in that manner. So the Almighty helped me understand, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. You know what I'm saying? So if a man in certain, in right now, the reigning book of enlightenment in America would be the Bible. I know we can agree with that. Yeah. You know, it would be the Holy Bible. So the Holy Bible says, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. So we can stop right there, sister, and break that down. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. You talk about a supreme father. Why are we not talking about the mother?
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? Because we see fathers with mothers all the time. Now, we have what they call nowadays broken households, and I'm going to digress. I want to get your input, sister. But, you know, we have what they call broken households today. But that's never no mind when we look at the original. You have a father and a mother. You have a patriarch and a matriarch, you know. And back then, my great-grandmother, her name was Clara Johnson. She had at least 21 kids, sister.
Wow.
I'm talking about 21 kids. and me and my wives were talking about this other day. We said, now what's going to happen? Now I'm tying this into the supreme feminine, because right now we know about the supreme masculine. So I love my supreme mother, who I've newly got acquainted with in my recent years, and I ain't playing no games about her. So I'm going to say, in more ancient times, and there was recent times, just a few years ago, because I'm talking about my granddaddy's mother, so she would be my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
You understand? She had at least 21 kids.
Wow.
And from what I know, there wasn't no hospital involved. And from what I know, I don't know about if there was any cesarean or whatever, or were they all natural. But what I'm trying to say is, nowadays, you got sisters, they can barely have one or two.
Yeah.
You understand? So I'm like, what's going to happen? Why are we dumbing down? And I'm just going to put it frank like that. How can we go from just a couple generations ago having 21 kids out of one woman, sister? You know what I'm saying? And she tilling the ground. She got a farm. She out there on her hands and knees still tilling the ground, doing this and that and the third. But she done had 21 kids out of her womb.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? That's a supreme mother. Understand what I'm saying? And for her to be able to feed the children and generations to come, and for someone like Sharet Jahar Rajou the first, you know what I mean, to come out of that bunch.
Yeah.
An enlightened individual or God to come out of that bunch, that's a supreme mother.
Yes.
I'm going to digress. I'm going to let you, you know, I want to get your one take.
So... I know that I know a lot of people are not having that many babies now.
Cool.
It's definitely a different concept than it was back in the days. And I'm thinking that a lot of people are, I know as a woman, I know sometimes, and I'm just going to speak for myself, sometimes we feel like we need to be working in our masculine and that we don't need to be working in our feminine. Because of, I guess, this ideal of what that is, but not realizing it's actually good to work in your feminine. And so a lot of people are heavy in this masculine. And I'm thinking that's maybe the reason why a lot of people are not doing that anymore. Because we are in a masculine dominated era. And that's just the reality of it. It's feminine energy has been looked at as like this weak thing, but it really isn't.
You're right, and you are right in the exact as a principle. My Yah, my supreme mother, who I love dearly, who I've understood that she's the one that, who has been consoling me this whole time.
Yeah,
understand? up to my princehood this far. You know, she's the one who has been consoling me, and the father is the one who has been stricken in me. Understand what I'm saying? So with that said, all right, so I got a few books here. You mind if I show a few books here, sister?
No, and if you can read them out for those who are listening to the audio.
Okay, so I have a book on Freemasonry. Can you see that?
Yeah, The Path of Freemasonry.
The Path of Freemasonry, The Craft as a Spiritual Practice. From Mark Stavish, I want to say. You understand? And some other jazz down there. But pick up the book, if you will. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a jewel. All right, so I'm gonna go through some things here shortly. Let me see. What should I start? I'm going to read this out of chapter 6. All right. It is through Mary. Now, this is out of the book of the Freemasons, The Path of Freemasonry, you know, The Craft as a Spiritual Practice from Mark Stavish. All right, so it says, now it is through Mary that the Word is made flesh, and through geometry that ideal becomes form. The Word is the power of creation itself. In the medieval worldview, Mary is the seat of wisdom. Now, we're talking about the supreme feminine, right? Sister,
yes.
And the supreme masculine. So I want to focus on the supreme feminine because we know about the masculine. Most people's default is with the masculine. So
yes.
I'm a stay with mama right now. So this Mary figure is the supreme feminine figure. So it said, it is through Mary that the Word is made flesh, right? Because she carries the Word. And the Word is also known as a little brother named what they call Yahshua or Isa or Jesus, right? So people might know him. Now we're going to talk about this myth. A myth is something also that is being played out now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatnot. So, but people know who maybe this figure named Isa or Yahshua or Jesus is. And they know that Mary may be his mother. So it is through Mary that the Word is made flesh. And through geometry, Mary represents geometry as well. The Supreme Mother represents geometry. The ideal becomes form. The Word is the power of creation itself. In the medieval worldview, Mary is the seat of wisdom, the foundation of all creation. And the Word is the offspring. In other words, the power of creation is found in wisdom. In other words, the power of creation is found in the divine feminine.
Yes.
Understand? Because Mary represents wisdom. The woman represents wisdom. Sister, because you represent wisdom. Understand? Mm-hmm. Your wonderful and beautiful husband, I can say beautiful because Muhammad Ali said beautiful. So yeah. Your wonderful and beautiful husband represents knowledge. You represent wisdom. Understand? Mm-hmm. And you represent what it's talking about, the found, in other words, the power of creation is found in wisdom. You mm-hmm. represent the power of creation. All right? So that's one point I want to make. That's in chapter 6 or whatnot. So I want to show that even in the esoteric understanding of religion, even in some deeper societies of like the Masons, understand what I'm saying? They're using the construct of the divine feminine. That's all I'm striving to show at this point. You know, on chapter 6, the chapter 6 is called The Lost Word of the Masonic Quest. And it starts out, it is through Mary that the word is made flesh. You're talking about the divine feminine. And she represents geometry. You understand what I'm saying? I want to get your thoughts on that, cuz, before I go further.
No, I definitely agree with that. Like, I feel like you need, like, when it comes to feminine, masculine, like, with the women being wisdom, I really believe that you need a woman and you also need a man. Like, you need both of them as far as in anything. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like relational. It's just in general, like, women bring certain things to the table versus what a man does. And it's just a natural thing. And when it comes to Freemasonry, mm-hmm. learning about mm-hmm. that, it's all of those things are basically saying the same stuff, whether you're just reading the Bible, are you reading Freemasonry, or if you're reading something else, like some type of other esoteric book. It all really talks about the duality of those two, and they're never separated. They're always together.
I agree. Because you never seen, again, a time when man was not. According to the wise man, that mean man and woman.
Yeah.
And that mean as far as the plants go, that mean as far as the fish go, as far as molecules go. It don't get no deeper than the molecules, I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? And then the cells, even to our core, you got male and female, positive and negative type vibes. In the different dimensions, so negative don't always mean negative. If somebody means that, okay, it's a negative intervention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Negative might mean receiving. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatnot. Receiving the idea. So all of us have a negative, a negative feminine from Divine Mother, Supreme Mother, Maya. So I'm like I say, when I say I'm a prince of Maya, I'm a Rajurian prince. And so, as a Rajurian prince, when I take on aspects of my divine mother, as like Christianity may talk about Mary, as we just read about in Christianity, and also in a deeper organization, as so-called like the Freemasons, understand? The Scottish Rites, the York Rites, understand? Things of in quasi-Masonic groups like the Eastern Stars, which are the mother god, understand? When I embrace this, I understand that when I take in information, when I'm at a state where I can take in information, that is my supreme and divine feminine aspect of my supreme mother Maya, understand? So I'm able to receive certain information.
Understand?
Yeah. But I wanna pass the mic to you, cool. I got some more, but you know, I wanna you know, get your input, so, if you will. Okay, let me
see. I think you probably read a lot of those books. I haven't read the Freemasonry yet. That was actually something I looked up last night that I was gonna download and read. What people have to also realize is that it's not separated. We're both feminine and masculine energy. you know, women might have more feminine energy, but you do contain both of those. And it's important to recognize that, because if you're rejecting the masculine energy, that's not really good, because you're not able to receive what you need to with masculine energy. Then for the feminine side, if you're rejecting the feminine side, you're also not able to receive. So it really affects you when you're rejecting both of those energies, because you have both of those in you. Regardless of what you look like, we all have that feminine and masculine energy inside of us.
That's true. So true. Okay, so, because we're talking about divine feminine. All right, so on page 95 of the Path of Freemasonry, the craft is a spiritual practice. And it's another point I want to make in this book that I got marked off. But okay, I'm going to read this part. It is interesting to note that during a certain time, many, if not all, of the great cathedrals, and to a fair extent, the smaller ones as well, were dedicated to Our Lady or the Virgin Mary, the mother of Isa, Yeshua, or Jesus the Christ. Several cathedrals are featured images of the Black Madonna, an expression of Mary that has esoteric significance that is often overlooked by well-known in alchemy. I'm sounding what I'm saying. So I'm just reading a different passages about the divine feminine, and why it is respected. Just as a, okay, so now I have another book. I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna keep moving on. It's something that I want to point out. I will find it shortly. I'm gonna let my Supreme Mother lead me. So it's another book, The Secret Teaching of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. What happens to be a Mason as well, but by Manly P. Hall, and this is no, you know, pun. We're not punning at the Masons or whatnot, but we just talking about different books. Okay, so, and if you see it in this chapter here, Isis, the Virgin of the World. Okay, so let's see some concept. Okay, now we're gonna read this passage.
Yeah.
The Egyptian deity under many names appears as the principle of natural fecundity. Now we're gonna look up that word fecund. Hey, cuz, if you got a little phone by you, look up fecundity.
All right, the ability to produce an abundance of offspring or new growth, fertility. So this ability to produce like a bunch of kids, basically.
Exactly. Offspring and all that good stuff. All right, so the Isis, the Virgin of the World. Okay, so this Egyptian deity, now we're talking about the divine feminine.
Yeah.
And we talked about, and she represents, so when I get the speaking deity, I want you to read that one more time, inshallah, if you will. So this Egyptian deity, Isis, under many names, appears as the principle of natural fecundity. What is that?
The ability to produce an abundance of offspring or new growth, so fertility.
So she appears as the principle of natural fecundity among nearly all the religions of the ancient world. She was known as the goddess with 10,000 pileations and was metamorphosed by Christianity into the, she was metamorphed, she was morphed by Christianity into the Virgin Mary, is what I'm saying. Understand? So you have symbolisms here. And also she gave birth to all living things, chief among them the sun, and the moon and the stars. Okay. Let me read this about on page 123 in this book that we call The Secret Teaching of All Ages.
Yeah.
All right, so the story of Solomon and his wives. Now, we're talking about divine feminine. So we're talking about feminine. So wives are feminine. The story of Solomon and his wives. For Solomon is the sun, and his wives and concubines are the planets, moons, asteroids, and other respective bodies within his house, the solar mansion. All right, so when we start talking about the divine feminine, we're not just talking about mere play. You know what I'm saying? It's fun. as more people, you know, people talk about Solomon talking about his wives and his concubines. And I'm going to go ahead and be real with you because I'm with my divine mother. So I ain't got no reason to be scared of the prince of Ayah my Yah. People mostly talk about sex. Understand what I'm saying? They're like, okay, Solomon had a lot of wives. He must have had a lot of sex. But what it say here, it say the story of Solomon and his wives. Well, Solomon is, represents the sun, and his wives and his concubines, what people talk about, they represent sex, or the planets, moon, and asteroids, you know what I'm saying, and other respective bodies within his house, the solar mansion. Understand what I'm saying? So it's deeper than the eye can see. So when we talk about our supreme mother and the supreme masculine and the supreme feminine, we need to know more thorough what is being said. You know, and or whatnot, because all right, so Solomon, it said that he had hundreds of wives, and even thousands of women. But here is letting you know that that the wives and the concubines are planets. Mm-hmm. You understand? So they're not just mere what people would think on the lower realm. Understand, it's just bodies and who making babies. They represent planets. It's something different. Understand, they represent moons. They represent asteroids. So moons represent wisdom as well. Understand, moons represent the light of the sun. Understand, and this all represents a universe. You understand that? So time never was when man was not. I never seen a man without his woman. Understand what I'm saying? Now, we might have came into some weird and strange times where, you know, it may be hard for man to get with woman or for whatever reason. But when they start talking about women represent planets, moons, and asteroids, they're talking about lifestyles. You understand what I'm saying, Cole?
Yeah.
You know, when they say, and I want to hear your wisdom on this before I continue. But when they talk about planets, the moons, this is symbolism. They talking about universes, and universes are made off of rules and regulations. I'm gonna put it like that. So they're talking about your fancy. They're talking about a strong woman, divine woman who is a planet, who is a moon, meaning that she has wisdom about everyday life. Understand? She has wisdom. You know, about esoteric things, meaning about spiritual things, about things that you can't see, hidden things. And she's edifying in each and every way. But with that said, I'd like to hear what you think about that, girl.
Well, when it was comparing it to planets, it sounded like it was just basically talking about creation, like a symbolism for creation. Because as women are creators, so I feel like it was like a symbolism for creation when it was comparing those two things together. So I feel like a lot of text has symbolism in it that we read. It's never what we actually read. It's always something deeper than what it says. So I feel like that was more so not even speaking in reference to just offspring. It can also be speaking in reference to creating everything.
I agree. Because how I take my supreme mother, and how I take the supreme women who are in my life, you know, I understand that the mother represents wisdom. So one may, I'm gonna put it like this, cuz one may lose a mother, understand? Yeah. But they may represent that one loses, or the cycle is done for a certain wisdom pool.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? It may not mean that you actually lost someone physically. It may mean that you lost, or it's time was up for a certain wisdom pool. Wisdom is the way one expresses themselves. Wisdom is the manifestation of the foundation. Understand what I'm saying? So wisdom is the manifestation of what you learned. Understand what I'm saying? So wisdom is the manifestation of the foundation, which is the knowledge. And wisdom is also how one expresses themselves. Understand what I'm saying? All right, so it may be a time where you have moved past a certain wisdom pool, a certain age. Let's say time moving ages. It may be a certain age where you move past that wisdom, and it's time for a new wisdom. Understand? So that may represent your mama gone. Understand?
Yeah.
Understand? Or something. They may represent a mama past. Understand? So this right here is not just exoteric, which you already understand. Exoteric is, I want to go get some ice cream. I'm about to go to Bennett. What's the 30 something schools called? Tell me, help me now.
Some ice cream. Brewster's, maybe Brewster's.
Brewster's, yeah. the exoteric is, I'm about to go to Brewster's and get some ice cream. I go to Brewster's and got it like physical. Esoteric is, I'm about to go to Brewster's and get some ice cream, but you didn't go to Brewster's for real. Understand?
Yeah.
It was a symbolism for something else.
Yeah.
Understand? So the esoteric for some people may be that, man, mama actually moved on. And I'm being real. You know, they give out pink flowers around here in the South, or white flowers around here in the South, if they say you don't your mama don't moved on. Understand? But if we also build an add-on because of positive elevation in our mind, which is the number 8 stands for, understand? Well, once we do that, we represent, we understand that, hey, those can also understand that God is showing me, or the Supreme is showing me, that a certain wisdom pool that I hold dear, that I will always hold dear, it's time for me to transition, understand? Mm-hmm. You know, some people... mothers have moved on physically, but they need to know what it means esoterically. You feel me, sister?
Yeah.
We talking about the divine feminine. So exoterically, they be like, man, mama, like, dang, she used to cook that cornbread. I ain't gonna get that cornbread tomorrow. You feel me, girl? Like, she physically gone, but the Supreme may be showing you, the Supreme Mother showing you, hey, you learned a lot. The wisdom is the way you express yourself. So she might be showing you that, okay, it's another way you need to step up now and express yourself this way. You see what I'm saying? It's time to evolve. And to me, that's the fecundity that we were talking about, which represents life in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the mother represents. If she lets you know, hey, you know, it's time to evolve. You know what I'm talking about? From wisdom to wisdom. But yo, I'm a digress at that. I want to hear your wisdom, sister. but yo. And when I say I want to hear your wisdom, now when you chose this subject, now the divine, you know, basically the divine masculine and feminine, you know, what inspired you? I would add to choose this subject.
Honestly,
that's what I want to know.
It's like I didn't do it on purpose, but it was something that I felt like I needed to actually hear myself, because just seeing how a lot of people are not like living in balance, specifically women, I wanted to bring them something to understand that it's important to actually honor our feminine energy. It's conversations I have with my husband all the time about, you know, women that have conversations.
And I don't mean to cut your wisdom, but your beautiful husband, like, you know, in the words of Muhammad Ali. But go ahead.
It'd be things about them wanting their spouse to be like this type of person, but they're being a diva to their husband. And so it's like you're working in your masculine too much, and you need to be more soft in your relationships. And so regardless of who you are, we need to also be a little softer in our relationship, whether it's a man or a woman. So that was really why I chose it. It was intentional, because I feel like we need it right now.
And you know, that talk about, it's right on time, fam. So that talk about the soft life is out there. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we in 2023. They talking about soft life. You feel me? Come on now. You know, we 80s, baby. We weren't talking about no soft life back then. Come on, you. Am I lying?
Yeah.
I'm lying, girl.
No, you're not lying. We've been conditioned to be this way. And
yeah,
I feel like
back in the 80s. Yeah, and you know, I made a cut your wisdom, sister.
Yeah.
Sister Queen, but like we were saying, like back in the 80s, we weren't saying soft life. You see what I'm talking about? Like, you know, that terminology, we weren't saying that, but I feel what you're saying and I respect, you know, to my mother, Supreme Mother Maya, you know, and I also have, you know, like to embark on the feminine energy, divine energy journey. I say this. I was raised, you know, and I'm gonna do this respectfully, you know, because out of honor, you know, I'm a honor my mother who I came through, who's a bad mother scolded, man. I say, you feel me? You feel me? You know, her name Nikki Giovanni. Understand?
Yeah.
That's her name. And I come out and you said that I was a musician.
Yeah.
You know, but my mother named Nikki Giovanni. So I was raised by my mother, my grandmother, her name Norma. Norma. I call her Jean Jean. You know what I'm talking about? Her name Norma Jean.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I was raised by my great grandmother, mother, and my auntie Joel. Understand?
Yeah.
And that's my boo. You feel me? Because, you know, it's certain and my auntie Tina. I'm gonna say that. Understand? My auntie Helen. I ain't playing. I'm gonna call my auntie Shanette. Understand?
Yeah.
Like early days, these ladies, and you know this, cause they call me what? They call me man. You did. So to me, I heard Almighty God calling me a man. Understand what I'm talking about? And a woman, the first one, called me man.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be real with you. You did, because most men, they got masculine, they want to call you a boy.
Mm.
You did. But I heard I had women, beautiful sisters, they called me in the beginning that I'm a man, so can't nobody tell me a damn thing. You hear me? I'm being real, though. And you know I'm being real, though, for real.
Yeah.
But you know, but so when I talk about the Supreme Mother Maya, I understand how to interpret her energy even through the sisters in my life, or the divine feminine in my life. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about now, and I'm gonna say this too, sister, and I'm gonna say this with conviction, because I got a Supreme Mother Maya.
Yeah.
Supreme Mother Maya also taught me that I shouldn't take anything that even my mama tell me.
Mm.
Understand? So it's certain things that a man shouldn't even take from his mama, because she might be on the wrong. Understand what I'm saying? And my Supreme Mother Maya also taught me, in general, you don't let no woman tell you what to do. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And but she taught me that I respect out of, she know how to respect a certain type of God, a certain type of man. Understand? Because she said, because the man supposed to be the closest to the Supreme, even though she close, but his love is so passionate on the low, she start realizing that, you know what I'm talking about? He in tune. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the divine feminine ain't no joke. Because if the male ever get weak on this journey, understand, he need not no weak woman. Understand? He need a divine feminine. And that's for sure. That's life, though. If she divine feminine, she like divine feminine. Or I heard Sister Erica Badu say this. She said she a doula, right? So she said she bring, she said she a life doula. She birthed a baby. The sister also went so deep. She said, she used a word that I don't like to use because I'm in another dimension with it. But she said she a death doula. You did?
Mm.
And because she helped lead people out. And the thing that I related to her on, because as a Rajurian prince, being in tune with the real, I'm a doula as well in the same right. So I feel a divine feminine. So What I mean is when a man or when the king, when he get weak and what he needs as far as like divine feminine is a real divine feminine. Mm-hmm. He don't need no weak. Understand what I'm talking about? And I'm just being real with it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how important y'all are. That's how much life y'all are. Because I teach my daughters about Supreme Mother, my y'all. And I teach them with the y'all. They say they cute queen, Rajuan woman who is drawn up to a fullest equality. You know what I'm talking about? Equality is to be equal mentally as well as physically. You know what I'm talking about? She's a Rajuan woman of civilization. And I say your civilization is everything around you, your daddy, your brother, your mama. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you're a Rajuan queen around here. You know what I'm saying? And Rajuan queen of the universe. You know what I'm saying? And your universe is in the person thing, in the boundaries of your, you know, cipher. Understand? Your cipher is your 360 degree. You know what I'm saying? But but as I digress, you know, the divine feminine, Hamdu Ayah, you know what I'm saying? Hamdu Mayah, you know, because we don't praise our Supreme Mother enough. You know, so I'm going to stand for that because they say, you know, under your mother, your father, so your days be long on the earth. If they not good, you know, we don't heard that before. So, but when the last time you done honor your divine mother? I'm gonna ask everybody that right there. I'm gonna drop that right there, and it may feel uncomfortable. Understand what I'm saying? Because they may feel like they want to take a lower mind state and start calling you a pagan because you're talking about it's a woman god. Mm-hmm. Understand what I'm talking about? Or you talking about this and that and the third? You know what I'm saying? But when the last time have you honored and realized that you have a divine mother? Because you got to ask yourself, why you keep saying divine father? And you all right with saying that, but you're not all right with saying divine mother when you know the man and the woman go together forever. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, you know, that's peace, girl.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I know you just digressed, but anything else you want to share with us about, you know, recognizing and not even just recognizing, but honoring the feminine and the masculine divine?
Staying on your journey of light, you know, like Brother Thoth would say, cause you know what I'm talking about. Maybe like in the Emerald Tablet or. Yeah. Even on a different vibration, you gotta stay a student of light. And light represents intelligence. And I said, hey, check this out, cuz we're gonna go ahead and go real with it. You feel me? I'd rather the children say that they are sapiosexual if I'm right. That means they're attracted by your mind. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So if your mind ain't hitting right, like we ain't getting no like other stimulation. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Because we gods, like we ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, you got to be a what they call a possibly more so a sapiosexual type, meaning that your mind got to be right before me to even get into you. I'm going to put it like that. And I ain't talking about even physically, you did. For me to even get into you, your mind got to be right. Yeah. Type thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we need to stay on that type of vibe. You know, as define masculine and feminine, and stay mature, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because if someone doesn't, a lot of people can't understand if they're not on the same frequency or if they're not open-minded. So that's another thing that could be hindering them. So. Mm-hmm. How do you think somebody can get started with just even just a book? What book would you recommend them to read?
As far as to understand what reading to know what
to understand the divine and feminine, understand what that means.
Okay, I was really trying to find. I would say this. I'm gonna ask you this, cause I know that you can help me answer this question.
Yeah.
While I look for maybe you know something in one of these books that talks about it a little bit. All of the Eastern, what certain folk, sophisticated folk today. Illuminati now. We don't talk about, look at that, because we don't put it out there. We're going to get fame. But, you know, what certain folk talk about as far as like, what can I say? People are interested in what they call the Eastern philosophy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause people are interested in what they call symbolism.
Yeah.
You know, which is why I wrote a, talked about a book. Bam. You know what I'm talking about? Bam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I try to give people a little hint and say the path of Freemason. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The spiritual, the craft that's a spiritual craft, more established. You know what I'm talking about? The teachings of all ages. You know, these are introductory books, you know. But what I mean is these books are inspired not by the men that even are the authors. They'll let you know that they was inspired by the original people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they was inspired by what they were going to call Eastern religions, Eastern philosophy. Because help me here. What Eastern philosophy have you studied recently?
Eastern philosophy. I usually study like old stuff.
like
stuff that was written like that you can't even find it on the internet. You gotta get it from like the archives. So I'd say Freemasonry is a good place to start. Rosicrucian is a good place to start.
The Birgitta. What about the Birgitta?
Huh?
The
Rosicrucian
and his work. Buddha and his work. Understand? Like Krishna. You understand?
Yeah, Krishna, yeah.
We should read Eastern philosophy. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say just jump into that. I said these things to articulate certain ideas. You see what I'm saying? Because one must be you know, keen in what one is studying. You gotta know, because when you ask what book should I read? Well, I can show you passages off many books that may relate to the same subject. So that so I'm just saying, like, people will want to read more Eastern philosophy if they want to get into more ancient. Because if you when you say study like the Freemasonry or study this and that, and we say that lightly, but it's really to be respected, salute. Yeah. But I'm just saying the teachings come from Eastern philosophy. They come from another teaching that they will that certain men were inspired by, and so they wanted to make it their own. And the men that they were inspired by was the original man, and I'm gonna tell you right now, they look like me. They look fly. I'm just saying, cool. You know what I'm saying? And original sisters look like you, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and so once we start getting in tune with these type of things, we always been in tune with the divine masculine and feminine.
Yeah.
So this new thing about just like divine, you know, the reason why I think one reason that provoked this conversation is because divine masculine is, you know, well known.
Yeah.
Divine femininity might be seen as what they call paganism, or it might be seen as, you know, something that, hey, I'm not sure about that. But I'm here to tell you 10 tones down, you know what I'm saying? If even the highest philosophy, philosophical book in America, in quote, I said in America, in the United States, at least, it's the Bible. It say, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth.
Yeah.
And I see men and women, I see supreme kings and supreme queens here on heaven and earth. You know what I'm saying? So why wouldn't it be a supreme mother? And I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't even asked no question like that. I know it.
Well, thank you again for being here with us and sharing your knowledge, your wisdom, everything that you've been studying for these years. So I appreciate you being here with us. Rajul.
Oh, man. Hey, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I thank you, because, you know, continue to be a light. You know, continue to do what you do, because it's highly important, sister. Highly important.
Well, thank you so much. All right, thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope that you found value in today's episode and that you'll start your journey of just studying this knowledge that my cousin Rajul shared with us today. And even if those books don't resonate with you, finding your own books is very important. All right, you guys, have an amazing day.
Bye.